Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful. So many parents are asking about helping their children develop physical skills and athletic confidence, and I want you to know, this question shows how deeply you care about your child's growth and well-being. If you're watching your 5 or 6-year-old navigate the world of running, jumping, throwing, and catching, and you're wondering how to support their growing confidence in their amazing body, you're in exactly the right place. Let me share something wonderful with you today. First, I want you to know that this age, 5 to 6 years old, is actually a golden window for physical development. Research from child development experts shows that this is one of the best times to support motor skill growth in children. Dr. Pangung Sutapa from Yogyakarta State University discovered something fascinating. He said, and I quote, "The ages of 5 to 6 years are the best time to stimulate motor development." Isn't that beautiful? Your child's body and brain are perfectly primed right now for learning new physical skills. But here's what the magic book taught me that I think will really resonate with you. When children are learning physical skills, they're not just developing their muscles and coordination. They're also building something even more precious. They're building their confidence, their sense of what they can accomplish, their belief in themselves. And that belief, that inner knowing of I can do this, I am capable, I am strong, that becomes the foundation for so much more than just athletic ability. Dr. Zan Gao at the University of Minnesota studied this connection, and what he found was remarkable. He discovered that successful skill mastery enhances perceived competence, which in turn facilitates motivated behaviors and performance. In other words, when your child successfully learns to kick a ball or balance on one foot or climb across the monkey bars, something magical happens inside them. They start to believe in themselves. And that belief makes them want to try more things, to take on new challenges, to keep growing. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. What if my child seems hesitant? What if they say I can't do it before they even try? What if they watch other children and then step back, unsure? Here's what I want you to understand, and this is so important. That hesitation, that uncertainty, it's not a problem to fix. It's a normal part of learning. Your child's brain is doing something incredibly sophisticated right now. They're assessing, they're thinking, they're building the courage to try. And courage, wonderful parent, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is trying even when you're not sure you can succeed. The research shows us something that might surprise you. Children who develop lower motor abilities often experience decreased confidence, and then they start to avoid physical activities where they feel less competent than their peers. But here's the beautiful part. This works in reverse too. When we support children in building physical skills in a warm, encouraging, playful environment, their confidence grows. And that growing confidence makes them want to move, to play, to try new things. So how do we do this? How do we support our children in building both physical skills and the confidence that comes with them? The magic book whispers these truths to me. First, make movement playful. At this age, children learn best through goal-oriented play. That means activities that have a purpose, a little challenge, something to work toward, but wrapped in fun and joy. Think obstacle courses in the backyard, games of catch that celebrate every attempt, dance parties in the living room, bike rides to the park. When movement feels like play, children don't even realize they're practicing. They're just having fun. Second, celebrate the trying, not just the succeeding. This is huge. When your child attempts to throw a ball and it goes sideways, that's not a failure. That's their brain and body learning together. That's practice. That's growth. So instead of focusing only on whether they made the basket or caught the ball, celebrate the brave attempt. I saw you try that 3 times. Your body is learning. You're getting stronger every day. Third, use brave thinking together. This is where I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I created called The Castle That Grows with Courage. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover something magical. They find a castle that responds to their brave thoughts and encouraging words. When they think courageously, when they encourage each other, the castle actually grows and changes. It's a beautiful metaphor for what happens in real life. When your child is facing a physical challenge, maybe they're nervous about trying the climbing wall or learning to ride without training wheels, you can practice brave thinking together. Say with them, "I am strong. I am learning. I can try. My body is capable." These aren't just empty words. Research shows that positive self-talk actually helps children build the confidence to attempt new physical skills. It's like they're growing their own castle of courage, brick by brick, thought by thought. Fourth, create safe spaces for practice. Johns Hopkins Medicine reminds us that safe, supportive environments help children develop skills best. This means giving your child opportunities to try things without pressure, without comparison, without judgment. Maybe that's practicing throwing in the backyard where no one is watching. Maybe it's going to the playground during quiet times. Maybe it's setting up little challenges at home where they can experiment and learn at their own pace. And fifth, remember that every child's timeline is unique. Some children will master physical skills quickly. Others will take more time. And both paths are perfectly normal, perfectly healthy, perfectly fine. Your child is not in competition with anyone else. They're on their own beautiful journey of discovering what their amazing body can do. The research is so clear on this. Motor skill competence, that's the fancy term for being able to move your body skillfully, is a powerful predictor of lifelong physical activity engagement and health-related fitness. When children build these skills now, when they develop confidence in their bodies now, they're setting themselves up for a lifetime of enjoying movement, of staying active, of feeling capable and strong. But it's not just about the physical benefits. It's about emotional well-being too. It's about self-efficacy, that's the belief that I can do hard things. It's about body awareness, understanding and appreciating this incredible vessel that carries us through life. It's about resilience, learning that practice leads to progress, that mistakes are just part of learning, that we can try again and again and again. So here's what I want you to take away from our time together today. Your 5 or 6 year old is in a golden window for physical development. Their body and brain are ready to learn. And you, wonderful parent, you have the power to support them in building not just physical skills, but deep, lasting confidence. Make movement playful. Celebrate trying. Use brave thinking together. Create safe spaces for practice. Honor their unique timeline. And watch as your child discovers the joy and power of their own capable body. The castle that grows with courage is waiting for you in the Book of Inara. After you read it together, try this. Before your child attempts something physical that feels challenging, practice brave thinking together. Hold hands, look in their eyes, and say together, "I am strong, I am learning, I can try." Watch how this simple practice builds their confidence to attempt new physical skills. You're doing such beautiful work, supporting your child's growth in this way. The Magic Book and I are cheering you on every step, every jump, every brave attempt. With love and starlight, Inara.